Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 27 degrees in Lawrence and 27 in Topeka. It's 306.
Thanks for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines. At 3:44, a special treat, a peek inside a new installment of a new series from filmmaker Dave Kendall. He's been profiling people farming and ranching in Kansas, and this week we are going to meet a couple who moved back to their family farm after living out of state for a number of years. Actually, this farm is a ranch. Sorry about that. But moving back to the ranch, we are going to meet them and hear about some of their struggles coming up in just about 35 minutes here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet, live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org.
As far as the weather goes, mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing overnight, which means plenty of room for cold weather and not much insulation. Lows around 7 tonight. Tomorrow, however, we will have probably our warmest day of the week. Highs in the mid-30s, but wind chills down around minus 1 in the morning. Tomorrow night's low around 13. Cold, cold, cold again on Thursday with a high in the lower 20s.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
It's 27 degrees in Lawrence, 29 in Emporia, 24 in Atchison. The time is 3:20, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. The latest national, international, and regional news from Stevens Keep, Michelle Martin, and Mr. Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 27 degrees in Lawrence, 28 in Abilene. It's 3:30.
NPR News, Aman.
NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A bill in the Kansas Senate would require courts to sentence underage offenders to juvenile detention if they are in possession of a firearm during a crime. Supporters of the bill say adolescent gun crimes are on the rise and stronger consequences are needed. But critics argue the bill would roll back recent reforms meant to reduce incarceration of young people and to prioritize rehabilitation. Logan DeMond of the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas said juveniles would be forced into prisons regardless of whether they used the firearm. He says the court would not be able to consider intent or whether the offender poses a risk to the public.
That we're not considering these factors tells me that this legislation won't increase public safety. It will only increase incarceration rates.
The bill would also allow for placing some juveniles in residential detention facilities rather than in foster homes, and it would double maximum detention time for juveniles from 45 days to 90 days. The Kansas Supreme Court has been hearing arguments from a death row inmate who is appealing his sentence. Justin Thurber was convicted of capital murder and aggravated kidnapping in the 2007 death of Jody Sanderholm in Cowley County. KWCH-TV reports that Thurber's attorneys are arguing that Thurber is intellectually disabled and should not be executed. His attorneys are appealing a 2023 ruling that found Thurber did not meet the burden of proof to prove he is disabled. The court has not indicated when the justices will issue a ruling. The Kansas City Royals have taken one potential new stadium site in Johnson County off the table. For the Johnson County Post, Kyle Palmer has more.
A team spokesperson confirmed that the Royals are no longer considering the Asperia campus in Overland Park as a location for a new stadium. The team says the site at 119th and Knoll, the one-time home of the Sprint World headquarters, does not, quote, meet our criteria for a stadium, end quote. People began to take seriously the prospect of the Royals moving to Overland Park last year when a team affiliate purchased the mortgage at Asperia, but the idea faced pushback from nearby residents and businesses, including T-Mobile, which said it would move its corporate offices if a new stadium went there. The Royals also missed a key deadline at the end of 2025 to negotiate a deal with Kansas lawmakers. I'm Kyle Palmer with the Johnson County Post.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing. Cold again tonight, lows around 7. Tomorrow, sunshine, and it'll probably be the warmest day of the week. Highs in the mid-30s tomorrow, though we could see some sub-zero wind chills early in the morning. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night and cold with a low around 13 degrees. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 3:35.
This is All...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In early December, KPR aired a story about a young woman who returned to Kansas with her husband to begin a new life on her family's ranch in Greenwood County. Today, we're going to hear from another couple who moved back to the family ranch after living out of state for a number of years. Producer Dave Kendall has their story, which involves a yearly auction of Angus bulls on their ranch.
Matt Perrier was among those who left Greenwood.
Dad always used to say, Mom and Dad used to say that we raise cows and we raise grass and we raise crops, but the most important one is the kids. And I would take it a step further and say as much as these Angus bulls may be worth on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, or as much as these feeder cattle may be worth going across the scale sale barn these days, they pale in comparison to the value of rural youth. And that is by far and away the highest valued commodity or product that we produce on these farms and ranches is the kids.
That was Matt Perrier and his wife Amy sharing a bit about their family's ranching operation at Dale Banks Angus near Eureka, Kansas. They were speaking with documentary filmmaker Dave Kendall. The Perriers are among a number of ranch families featured in the new documentary called Oasis on the Prairie, Ranchers of Greenwood County, produced by Prairie Hollow Productions. That documentary airs on KTWU Channel 11 in Topeka tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We have news headlines coming your way at 4:01, then a profile of the man who is arriving in Minneapolis to take over the immigration crackdown, a man named Tom Homan, longtime Border Patrol guy. We'll talk about it coming right up on KPR.
It's NPR station.
How does Secretary of State Marco Rubio defend the U.S. attack on Venezuela during his appearance before Congress? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock.
Away if they encounter it. Mountain lion sightings are rare in San Francisco, but similar incidents have occurred before. Wall Street closed mixed today, but it also set new records. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% to a new all-time high, though more stocks fell within the index than rose. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet, live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org.
It's 26 degrees in Lawrence, 28 in Manhattan. It's 4:06. This is KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, talking about tote bags, I believe I have a Trader Joe's tote bag. Pretty sure I do. It's in the tote bag bag. But just wanted to mention that perhaps you find yourself in need of a tote bag. KPR has tote bags, and they are styly as heck. Emily DeMarchi designed the logo. It's a nifty logo. It has nifty colors, and that thing is durable. I'm just saying, you can check out all our KPR merch at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Tommy Johnson and friends. For a night of music and cocktails, show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday. Tickets at masellisonline.com.
Stay with us. News headlines coming your way at 4:30. Then at 4:36, the latest from Minneapolis. What has happened today? Did all the problems just go away? Quick answer is no. So we will talk about that. Then, caring for someone with dementia at home can be stressful and downright terrifying if that person happens to wander off.
Panic can fill your chest, and I go out looking for her, driving around.
More on the difficult decisions caregivers have to make more often than not, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with six decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
Also wanted to let you know about KPR's big party that will be happening February 27th and 28th, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's going to be happening right here in Lawrence, featuring live music by the band Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. We have a complete schedule of events and information about how to get tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 26 degrees in Lawrence and 27 in Topeka. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered for News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to get caught up right away, first thing in the morning, on what's happened overnight around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader's Next Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more taking place at the Lawrence Public Library, Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th. Information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
News headlines are next on the agenda. It is 26 degrees in Lawrence, 29 in Emporia. It's 4:30. We're having trouble with the feed from LA. Please stand by. All right, I'm going to assume there is no national news at the moment. I'm sure they will figure out what their technical difficulty is. Never fear, I have plenty to tell you. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A bill in the Kansas Senate would require courts to sentence underage offenders to juvenile detention if they are in possession of a firearm during a crime. Supporters of the bill say adolescent gun crimes are on the rise and stronger consequences are needed. But critics argue the bill would roll back recent reforms meant to reduce incarceration of young people and prioritize rehabilitation. Logan DeMond of the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas says juveniles would be forced into prisons regardless of whether they used the firearm. He says the court would not be able to consider intent or whether the offender poses a risk to the public.
That we're not considering these factors tells me that this legislation won't increase public safety. It will only increase incarceration rates.
The bill would also allow placing some juveniles in residential detention facilities rather than foster homes. And it would double the maximum detention time for juveniles from 45 days to 90 days. Haskell Indian Nations University has a new temporary president. Alex Redcorn will hold the position until it can be filled permanently. Redcorn is a citizen of the Osage Nation. He currently serves as director and associate professor of Indigenous Studies at the University of Kansas. In a press release, the Bureau of Indian Affairs says Redcorn, quote, brings a wealth of experience in Indigenous education, leadership, and advocacy. Redcorn is Haskell's second interim president since the June 2020 resignation of Frank Arpan. No timetable for naming a permanent president has been announced. Survivors of child sexual abuse are now calling on Kansas lawmakers to pass legislation known as Aaron's Law. The bill would require K through 12 public schools to teach students about preventing sexual abuse once per year. It calls for age-appropriate lessons to help students identify and report behavior that amounts to grooming or abuse. Kim Bergman is with a group called Protecting Kansas Children from Sexual Predators. She is also a survivor of childhood sexual abuse.
And I came home and told my best friend, you know, we were both 12 years old, neither one of us knew what to do. And so the abuse just continued.
Bergman says students are more likely to report abuse after being taught about what abuse constitutes in schools. Local school boards would ultimately decide which curriculum to use. At least 38 other states have adopted Aaron's Law. The Kansas City Royals have taken one potential new stadium site in Johnson County off the table. For the Johnson County Post, Kyle Palmer filed this report.
A team spokesperson confirmed that the Royals are no longer considering the Asperia campus in Overland Park as a location for a new stadium. The team says the site at 119th and Knoll, the one-time home of the Sprint World headquarters, does not, quote, meet our criteria for a stadium, end quote. People began to take seriously the prospect of the Royals moving to Overland Park last year when a team affiliate purchased the mortgage at Asperia, but the idea faced pushback from nearby residents and businesses, including T-Mobile, which said it would move its corporate offices if a new stadium went there. The Royals also missed a key deadline at the end of 2025 to negotiate a deal with Kansas lawmakers. I'm Kyle Palmer with the Johnson County Post.
And the Kansas Supreme Court has been hearing arguments from a death row inmate who is appealing his sentence. Justin Thurber was convicted of capital murder and aggravated kidnapping in the 2007 death of Jody Sanderholm in Cowley County. KWCH-TV reports that Thurber's attorneys are arguing that Thurber is intellectually disabled and should not be executed. His attorneys are appealing a 2023 ruling that found Thurber did not meet the burden of proof to prove that he is disabled. The court has not yet indicated when the justices will issue a ruling. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing and cold with a low in the single digits. For tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the mid-30s, though we could see some sub-zero wind chills in the morning. Tomorrow, likely the warmest day of the week with highs in the lower 20s forecast for Thursday. This is KPR.
It's All Vision from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition coming your way. Matthew Alchio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet, live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will find out what is going on with ice raids in Maine, and also talking about a different kind of ice storm. We will visit Nashville to get the latest on the massive power outage that is afflicting much of Tennessee, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival, featuring percussionist Jason Truding, Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing and cold with a low around 7 degrees, currently 26 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 10 minutes before 5.
More information is available at SciSimsFoundation.org.
How does Secretary of State Marco Rubio defend the U.S. attack on Venezuela during his appearance before Congress? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock, on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start your day with the very latest news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
And the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
24 degrees in Lawrence, 27 in Manhattan, 23 in Atchison. It's 5:06.
Thanks for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. We're at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We also broadcast at 89.9 FM in Atchison and many other frequencies all around the state. You can always just stream us, cut out the middleman, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has voiced anger over the Trump administration's depiction of the killing of Alex Preddy by ICE agents.
According to DHS, these seven heroic guys took an onslaught of a battalion against them or something.
The deadly shooting has sparked new calls for immigration officers to wear body cameras. But would body cameras actually do that much? Could they enforce them being turned on? It's a complicated story. We will also get another glimpse of a new documentary series profiling ranchers in Kansas. Dave Kendall has a little sample for us coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, assisted living, caring for people with age-related issues from memory care to physical needs. Do more, engage more, and live more at Nuvant House of Lawrence.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing and cold with a low around 7. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-30s. But we could see some sub-zero wind chills tomorrow morning.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
It's 5:20. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, first thing, 5 to 9 a.m. on both KPR1 and KPR2 stations for Morning Edition, a terrific way to start off your day with the very latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 24 degrees in Lawrence, 26 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Lexington.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Survivors of child sexual abuse are calling on Kansas lawmakers to pass legislation known as Aaron's Law. The bill would require K-12 public schools to teach students once per year about preventing sexual abuse. It calls for age-appropriate lessons to help students identify and report behavior that amounts to grooming or abuse. Kim Bergman is with a group called Protecting Kansas Children from Sexual Predators. She's also a survivor of childhood sexual abuse.
And I came home and told my best friend, we were both 12 years old. Neither one of us knew what to do. And so the abuse just continues.
Bergman says students are more likely to report abuse about being taught what it is in schools. Local school boards would ultimately decide which curriculum to use. At least 38 other states have adopted Aaron's Law. The Kansas City Royals have taken one potential new stadium site in Johnson County off the table. For the Johnson County Post, Kyle Palmer reports.
A team spokesperson confirmed that the Royals are no longer considering the Asperia campus in Overland Park as a location for a new stadium. The team says the site at 119th and Knoll, the one-time home of the Sprint World headquarters, does not, quote, meet our criteria for a stadium, end quote. People began to take seriously the prospect of the Royals moving to Overland Park last year when a team affiliate purchased the mortgage at Asperia, but the idea faced pushback from nearby residents and businesses, including T-Mobile, which said it would move its corporate offices if a new stadium went there. The Royals also missed a key deadline at the end of 2025 to negotiate a deal with Kansas lawmakers. I'm Kyle Palmer with the Johnson County Post.
And the Kansas Supreme Court has been hearing arguments from a death row inmate who is appealing his sentence. Justin Thurber was convicted of capital murder and aggravated kidnapping in the 2007 death of Jody Sanderholm in Cowley County. KWCH-TV reports that Thurber's attorneys are arguing that Thurber is intellectually disabled and should not be executed. His attorneys are appealing a 2023 ruling that found Thurber did not meet the burden of proof to show that he is disabled. Court has not indicated when the justices will issue a ruling. You're listening to KPR, and it is 5:35.
Deals like this one.
Wow. NPR Berlin correspondent Rob Schmitz. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In early December, KPR aired a story about a young woman who returned to Kansas with her husband to begin a new life on her family's ranch in Greenwood County. This evening, we are going to hear from another couple who moved back to the family ranch after living out of state for a number of years. Producer Dave Kendall has their story, which involves a yearly auction of Angus bulls on their ranch.
Matt Perrier was among those who left.
These feeder cattle may be worth going across the scale of the sale barn these days. They pale in comparison to the value of rural youth. And that is by far and away the highest valued commodity or product that we produce on these farms and ranches is the kids.
That was Matt Perrier and his wife Amy sharing a bit about their family's ranching operation at Dale Banks Angus near Eureka, Kansas. They were speaking with documentary filmmaker Dave Kendall. The Perriers are among a number of ranch families featured in the new documentary, which is called Oasis on the Prairie, Ranchers of Greenwood County. It's produced by Prairie Hollow Productions. The documentary is airing on KTWU Channel 11 in Topeka tomorrow at 7 p.m. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Stay tuned. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01, then a profile of Tom Homan, who's now going to be in charge of events in Minneapolis. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing and cold with a low around 7. Tomorrow, probably the warmest day of the week with highs in the mid-30s. It's 10 minutes before 6.
UMD.edu. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
How does Secretary of State Marco Rubio defend the U.S. attack on Venezuela during his appearance before Congress? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. It's morning edition, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.